Many patients are upset to learn that doctors don't take the Hippocratic Oath anymore.
National Review columnist Wesley Smith talking about his presentation at the 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
That's a real shame because the Hippocratic Oath protects patient safety. The speech I will give at the conference will describe the consequences of violating Hippocratic values in healthcare and the things that can occur in the healthcare system if we move away from Hippocratic medicine to a more utilitarian bioethics.
You can meet and hear Wesley Smith making the case for the Hippocratic Oath at the one and only 2019 Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th in Chicago. Attendance is limited to 500. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
No one wants to see people die in the wealthiest and most powerful country on the face of the planet for lack of care. So when I connect the fact that family planning clinics, Planned Parenthood to be specific, in Texas, is saving the lives of our fellow women, and it's a life and death matter in this country. Three times as deadly for women of color in this maternal mortality crisis that we have right now. I think I can find some common ground to ensure that we see the larger picture and our national public shared interest going forward. So I'll make sure that I respect those with differing points of view, that I listen to everybody, that I share what I just shared with you, but never compromise on the fundamental principle that healthcare also means every woman makes her own decisions about her own body. And that will be the test for us and whoever we nominate to the Supreme Court. Just know that. Thank you.
That is Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke speaking at a campaign event in Nevada last week. He said there, among other things, that Planned Parenthood in Texas is saving the lives of our fellow women. Is that true? And he seems to be buying the party line, literally the party line, that Planned Parenthood is kind of an overall health organization that is saving lives all over the country. We hear that uniformly as the selling point for Planned Parenthood, and not always specifically stated federal funding for Planned Parenthood and its main export, abortion, from all of the Democratic candidates this year, as many of them as there are. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon, the 7th of May. We're going to be talking with Dr. Michael New of the Catholic University of America about this assertion made by Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke that Planned Parenthood saves lives. Pastor Tom Baker joins us after that to teach a Sunday school lesson on Jesus healing Jairus' daughter in Mark chapter 5. And then we'll get into the Book of Job and the Old Testament prophet Job, remembered by the church on the 9th of May. Dr. Christopher Mitchell, editor of the Concordia Commentary Series, will be our guest. Joining us to respond to an assertion made by Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke that Planned Parenthood saves lives, Dr. Michael New, visiting assistant professor at the Bush School of Business at the Catholic University of America, associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, and author of a recent column titled "Beto O'Rourke is Wrong, Planned Parenthood does not save lives." Dr. New, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Are you surprised that it's not only Beto O'Rourke, but I think every single candidate on the Democratic side with hopes of gaining the White House in 2020 pretty much is saying the same thing about Planned Parenthood?
It's disappointing, but it's unsurprising. I mean, you just look at Democratic elected officials these days, and there's extremely few pro-life Democrats out there. In fact, there really aren't many Democrats even willing to do incremental things that pro-lifers might like. No one's coming out against taxpayer funding for abortion. No one's coming out against late-term abortion. So you have them all kind of running on this monolithic platform, 20 Democrats, all running for president, all more or less saying the same thing. And I think it's unfortunate. I think that there would be an opening for a pro-life Democrat out there, that with 20 candidates, if a pro-life Democrat would get 8, 9, 10%, he'd be ahead of the pack. And studies or surveys taken by Democrats for Life show that about 1 in 3 Democrats are pro-life. So there's a lot of voters whose views just aren't really being reflected out there.
So one of the more general claims that Beto O'Rourke made, but is also made across the board there, is that Planned Parenthood is, they almost make it sound like a full-service health organization that is a lifeline for women in America. How do you respond to that?
That's really misleading. I mean, Planned Parenthood's main business is abortion. They performed over 330,000 abortions in 2017. They do more abortions than any other health facility in America. So their main interest is abortion. They do offer some other health services, but what's interesting is that the number of abortions they do every year is increasing while these other health services are decreasing. I mean, I have data from going back to 2005. And since 2005, Planned Parenthood conducted 64% fewer breast exams. They conducted 69% fewer cancer screenings, while during this time performing 26% more abortions. So most of what they do is abortion. The other health services they offer, you see that diminishing.
So what about the general claim that they are improving health for women across America, even marginally, by offering these other services apart from abortion?
Well, first off, there's other federally qualified health centers that do offer, you know, health services as well that low-income women can access. So there's that. And we have kind of an interesting example from what happened actually in Beto O'Rourke's home state of Texas. In 2011, the Texas state legislature took the lead, and they passed legislation signed by then-Governor Rick Perry to cut off all taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. So taxpayers in Texas no longer have to fork over millions of dollars of their state tax money to America's largest provider of abortions. And what happened is interesting. A lot of people predicted doom, but the public health trends coming out of Texas are very positive. Since 2011, we've seen minor pregnancies go down by 33%. We've seen abortions performed on minors go down by 48%. The total number of abortions in Texas went down by 22%. There's no real evidence of any big increase in the unintended pregnancy rate. So again, many public health trends in Texas are positive. And again, Texas is a good example that you could have very good public health without forcing your taxpayers to fork millions of dollars over to Planned Parenthood.
In light of that, what do you make of O'Rourke's reference to the high rates of maternal mortality in Texas?
Well, essentially, there's a lot of misinformation about that. There was a study which did show high rates of maternal mortality. But even if you took that study at face value, which you shouldn't, that increase occurred well before, a couple years before, the legislature cut funding to Planned Parenthood. So there's that. That study also had a lot of coding errors in their data that some other scholars kind of reviewed the research that was done. They found a lot of coding errors, and they found that the maternal mortality rate in Texas is about half of what that previous study found. So you have peer-reviewed research showing that maternal mortality rates are actually much lower in Texas than what was previously thought. Again, it's an important public health issue that people should think about. I'm not trying to minimize it, but it's not going to be solved by giving more money to Planned Parenthood. I mean, we see, again, many public health trends in Texas are very positive without taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood.
Why do you think the presidential candidates on the Democratic side are downplaying abortion, and then in Beto O'Rourke's case, in all the cases, I think, simply assuming that abortion is not the taking of a human life, while trying to oversell Planned Parenthood's other health services? What's the goal here? Is it just to retain federal funding for Planned Parenthood, or is there something else going on?
Well, I think that Planned Parenthood is getting a lot more scrutiny. I think we've seen the undercover investigations by Lila Rose has really, and Live Action, have done some good work in turning public opinion against Planned Parenthood. Funding for Planned Parenthood, taxpayer funding, was really not very controversial up until about 10 years ago. And we started to see some states take the lead in cutting off some taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. You know, President Trump hasn't defunded Planned Parenthood altogether, but there's certain federal grant programs that they're no longer eligible for. So essentially, it's become more of a hot potato politically. Abortion is obviously a polarizing issue. I think Planned Parenthood is trying to rebrand themselves as a place that offers other health services. And I think that their allies in the Democratic Party are trying to emphasize other health services they may offer. But again, in reality, abortion is their main business. They do more abortions than anybody else. And unfortunately, the number of other health services that they offer has been diminishing in recent years.
Is it possible that these Democratic candidates are, in fact, trying to sell themselves to Planned Parenthood, competing for the political capital, in some cases literally the capital of Planned Parenthood, if they should emerge as a front runner?
Absolutely. I mean, Planned Parenthood is very involved in politics. You know, they give out millions of dollars to candidates. Almost all that money goes to Democrats. So definitely Democrat candidates have incentives to try to make nice with Planned Parenthood. And again, one thing you also notice is that the demographics of the Democratic Party are changing a bit. For a long time, part of the Democratic kind of party's electoral coalition, a lot of them were older voters who kind of came of age during the Great Depression or World War II. These Democrats tend to be a lot more conservative on social issues. That generation has kind of died off. If you were 10 when the Great Depression happened, you're about 99 now if you're still alive. So an older, more conservative generation of Democrats has passed away. Younger Democrats tend to be a lot more quote-unquote liberal, especially on social issues. And again, you really see Democratic presidential candidates try to appeal to these voters.
So just to suss that out a little bit for us here with about a minute, who is, according to the data, the average Democratic voter in a presidential primary or in a general election?
Well, essentially, it's different. I mean, primaries, I mean, typically many states only registered Democrats can vote in a Democratic primary. That tends to mean more politically liberal Democrats are the ones who vote. And essentially, the Democratic presidential candidates are trying to, frankly, pander, in my opinion, to this very liberal voting contingent. Obviously, during the general election, you get independents who vote, you get Republicans who vote, and I think the Democratic candidates may have some incentives to kind of tack a bit back toward the center. But right now, during the primary, especially the caucuses, Democrats who vote tend to be a lot more liberal politically. And again, Democratic candidates have strong incentives to kind of reach out to these more liberal voters.
Finally, Dr. New, when people read the headline that in Texas, Planned Parenthood is saving lives, quote, Beto O'Rourke, what is the basic thing they need to know?
Well, they need to know that the main thing Planned Parenthood does is abortion. You know, they do 330,000 abortions, you know, last year. I guess 2017 is the most recent year we have data. Again, they do more abortions than anybody else. Abortion is really, you know, how they generate a lot of the revenue, and the other health services they offer are diminishing. I mean, Planned Parenthood should be thought of as America's number one provider of abortions. People should say that over and over again. The other health things they do are diminishing in number.
Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor at the Bush School of Business at the Catholic University of America. He's associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute and author of a recent column titled Beto O'Rourke is Wrong, Planned Parenthood Does Not Save Lives. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. New, thanks.
No, thanks for having me.
On the other side of the break, Pastor Tom Baker joins us. Today we're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson with him, as we do every week. We're going to be talking about Jesus healing Jairus' daughter in Mark chapter 5. Stay tuned.
The 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Memoria Press now offers 8 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for children with special needs. These full-year packages help you teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art and music, poetry, science, history, Latin, classical and Christian studies in incremental and multisensory ways for mastery. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR9 to save on resources for your home or school.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Give your mom the gift of a clean home for Mother's Day with a gift certificate from The Cleaning Authority. Gift certificates can be purchased for as little as $75 for a partial clean. Go to gifts.thecleaningauthority.com, enter your contact information, and choose the amount. Give the gift of time for your mom with a Mother's Day gift certificate from The Cleaning Authority. Gifts.thecleaningauthority.com. Gifts.thecleaningauthority.com.